Good afternoon, and welcome to another session of Book Talks with Miss Bennett. Have you ever wondered what life was like during different periods in history? Perhaps you are interested in military history, or you want to know what life was like for teenagers who lived through the Holocaust. This week, we will focus on three amazing titles, all of which deal with the horrific events that occurred during World War II. Two of the books are works of fiction. The third is a nonfiction title. From an amazing tale of survival, to the story of a book thief, and finally a true international spy thriller, each of these books gives readers a different perspective on the tragedies that took place during the war. The first title on today's talk is Alan Gratz's Prisoner B-3087. This historical fiction title is based on the true story of Jack Grainer, who survived the atrocities of the Holocaust as a young adult. It is an astonishing story of family, survival, and the tragedies of World War II. This heart-wrenching story is told in an episodic manner, which allows readers to get a glimpse into the life of Jews over the course of the whole war. In the first chapter, we meet Yannick, a young Jewish boy on the cusp of manhood. From early life in cramped ghetto apartments to salt mine work camps, death marches, and death camps, readers follow Yannick's story to the bitter end. 10 concentration camps and countless brushes with death, yet even amongst all the evil, Yannick often catches glimpses of hope. Prisoner B-3087 is beautifully written with vivid recollections of family meals, Nazi raids, and the uncertainty of life in the concentration camps. So many Holocaust stories end in death and leave readers uncertain of the outcome of the character's life, but this book brings the entire story full circle. Readers will love Alan Gratz's Prisoner B-3087, as there is action and suspense to keep readers wondering whether Yannick will survive, right up until the very end. The next book on today's talk is Marcus Zusak's The Book Thief. This novel has been on the New York Times bestseller list since its publication in 2005. In 2006, it was named the School Library Journal's Best Book of the Year, and in 2007, it was a Prince Honor book. Narrated by Death, The Book Thief tells the story of Liesel, a 12-year-old girl living in Nazi Germany with her foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman. We first meet Liesel as she is arriving at her foster parents' home, distraught over her younger brother's death. Mr. Huberman uses reading as a way to distract Liesel from the nightmares that haunt her. As a result, he ignites in Liesel a passion for reading in a world where books are scarce and knowledge is dangerous. She begins stealing books in order to fill the void of growing sadness and deals with the struggle of life around her. After a while, she befriends Rudy, the boy next door, and Max, a German Jew who seeks refuge with the Hubermans. They become fast friends, and Max writes a beautifully haunting story about his life called The Standover Man for Liesel. As the story progresses, Liesel uses her newfound love for the written word to cope with the losses she suffers. Max is sent away by Mr. Huberman. Rudy's father and Mr. Huberman are conscripted into the army. While the lives of some characters are left unresolved, Liesel's story is brought full circle, meeting death after a long and fulfilling life. The story is set against the background of World War II and the Holocaust, but it is rarely morbid or depressing. The characters are vivid and full of life, even when death himself struggles with the overwhelming sorrow of the world-torn world around him. The Book Thief was adapted for the big screen in 2013, starring Academy Award winner Jeffrey Rush, Emily Watson, and newcomer Sophie Nalisse. The final book on today's topic is Bomb, The Race to Build and Steal the World's Most Dangerous Weapon by Steve Sheinkin. In 2013, this book won both the Newbery Honor Medal and the Seibert Medal for the American Library Association. This is a fast-paced nonfiction book that truly reads like a fiction novel and tells an amazing story. If you love world history and thrillers, then this is the book for you. Bomb tells the story of the development of the world's first atomic bomb, from Otto Hahn's discovery of nuclear fission to the establishment of the Manhattan Project. There are elements of espionage and science, as well as the political events and military history leading up to America dropping 2 nuclear bombs on Japan. The author skillfully weaves together the tales of scientists grappling with the morality of their creation, resistance fighters trying to sabotage Hitler's war efforts, and spies who tried desperately to outdo one another. The simple writing style makes the complex scientific topics easy to understand and helps readers keep the growing number of characters straight. In addition to pictures of various important individuals and historic sites, the book also includes a copy of the letter written to President Roosevelt from Albert Einstein, which is long believed to be the catalyst for America's involvement in this weapons race. Steve Sheinkin's Bomb is an international spy thriller that tells the tale of events that changed the course of history forever. Each of these amazing titles, Alan Gratz's Prisoner B-3087, Marcus Zusak's The Book Thief, and Steve Sheinkin's Bomb, The Race to Build and Steal the World's Most Dangerous Weapon, give readers a different perspective on the tragic and catastrophic events that took place during World War II. Readers will experience a wide range of emotions, all while being caught up in these beautiful stories of life and love, military might and political intrigue, and survival and loss. That's all for today. We hope you'll join us next week for another installment of Book Talks with Miss Bennett.